How you doing? This is Trey from TK, and you're listening to Beautiful Life with Judy Torres.
I am a recording artist, a radio personality, an actress, a TEDx speaker, and most recently, a certified master life coach. And I am just like you, on this wild ride, a page-turning book filled with victorious chapters and chapters of sheer defeat. Well, I'm here in the arena now, here to help you create a beautiful life. Hola, mi gente. This is your favorite chica, Judy Torres, and welcome to my podcast, A Beautiful Life with Judy Torres. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you're just tuning in right now, I want to welcome you. And if you've never heard of who I am, that's okay, because I've never heard of you either. And basically, this is what you need to know. I'm a recording artist of over 33 years now, a radio personality for over 20 years, a TEDx speaker, and most recently, a master life coach. And so lots of experiences I've had in my life. I just sounded like Yoda. Lots of experiences I've had in my life. And I feel that I just wanted to take the opportunity to share some knowledge and wisdom that I've acquired throughout the years, and also share with you the things that I've learned from training to be a master life coach so that I can help you have a more beautiful life. And so on that note, we have Trey Deuce from TKA as a guest today, and we're talking about social media bullying and how to handle it.
Yeah, and it's been quite a interesting situation, Judy, where he was online and he apparently posted a video of doing his synonymous dance move on stage. Now, if you know TKA and you know freestyle music, or maybe you don't, and one of the things that Trey does on the stage in the choreography during the TKA show is very provocative dance moves. We'll say it to you that way. Judy, you can get into it with him more when he's on. But apparently, somebody felt the need to take to social media and comment on it.
So I'm going to read this comment that someone wrote to him. He said, after watching TKA's performance, he said, "This is gross. Y'all too old to be doing this. We don't even see the real celebrity doing do things like this."
Her face while she's trying to read something that's written poorly is priceless.
I had a very strict English teacher who didn't let me, who didn't allow me to write improperly. So anyway.
This is true. So Trey goes on to respond. And why don't you read that now?
I usually delete comments like this because for me, it's all about positivity. Just to let this person know, and anyone else that feels this is inappropriate, the inception of this choreography was in 94, and the fact that I can still do this feels great to me. And like At Diddy once said, if you don't have haters, you're doing it wrong. Love y'all that support me and all of freestyle. I think that is an excellent response.
I agree too. I think it is an excellent response. And unfortunately, when someone's in the public eye and prominent on social media, it does open up the doorway for people to think that they can just comment and speak, you know? How would Judy Torres have handled that?
What would have been a more excellent response? And I want everyone who's listening to listen to this, don't respond.
Sometimes no response is the best response, right? Interesting. I cannot wait to hear you and him speak about this in a couple of moments.
But before we do that, let's go to my personal assistant for some lighthearted humor. And let's go to Wilhelmina.
Hi, I'm Wilhelmina, and this is Judy Torres' Meme of the Week. Following trends on social media will not lead to social consciousness. Oh, Lord. Louder. Judy, that is so deep. That is so deep. I'll be right back. It's too deep. My soul cannot take it. I feel like I need lemonade. Nope. I gotta poop. I'll be right back.
Oh, my God. Wash your hands. Judy, bring Trey in.
Thank you, Trey, for being here today on the podcast.
I'm so honored.
It's my pleasure. And the reason we wanted to talk about this is because lately, when it comes to social media, people have this instant reaction. There's an instant kind of culture of judging people immediately, of right. having this opinion and feeling this desire. This entitled. Urge to just, yes, they're completely entitled to say their opinion. Long gone is the day when mom said, mom always told me, if you have nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all.
Right.
But people know that they have to say what they have to say. So I just want to preface this by saying I am not trying to in any way embarrass anyone or expose anyone. We are talking about this on general terms because not only did this happen to Trey, but stuff like this happens to me. It happens to plenty of people online and people who are not even in the business. So right. everyone is a potential prey to these, what we call trolls, right?
Trolls.
So the statement that was posted to you was, this is gross. Y'all too old to be doing this. We don't even see the real celebrity do things like this. I think he was trying to say we don't even see real celebrities do things like this, but that's okay.
Real celebrities.
Right? And there's no period at the end of the sentence. I mean, I can do stuff too, but... But anyway, right? We're not trying to expose anybody. Like I said, we just want to talk about the issue.
What he was doing for them to post that.
So what were you doing that he posted that? That's a good question.
Well, I do. Listen, for all the freestyle fans out there that go to all our shows.
Right.
What I do during the show, Judy. I don't have to tell you, but I will. I go to the floor and there's a part of the show that I hump the floor.
Well, and you don't hump it. You kind of like grind it slowly.
I grind, gyrate.
Right,
something like that.
Before we continue, let me just say this. First of all, ladies, and no one's going to disagree with me. Trey is a good-looking man. Okay.
Thank you.
He's a great dancer. And how old are you? Do you want to talk about how
54.
Old? Okay, so you're 54. And you can still get on the floor and do that and come up like nothing.
Most importantly, get up.
Yes, right, because I say it in my show all the time. There's a part in my show where I kind of bring my hips and I try to go down to the floor. And now I don't even go as low as I used to. I just kind of stop. And then I get up and I say, hey, if I get back up, that's called success. So, the fact that you can, first of all, the fact that you can do that at your age and still do it well. Okay. It's not like people are like, oh my God, what is he doing? The girls are like, oh my God. They're like 2 seconds away from throwing their underwear on stage. So to me, I think it's great. I think, hey, good for you. You can still do that. Hey, go get them. And your wife has no complaints.
No. She's smart. She laughs. I mean, those are my sentiments. Exactly. I mean, funny. I've had a few posts after that with the same type of, but it is these people, trolls, they create an IG account. There are no followers, no post, nothing. And they just
there's
go out
no
there
picture.
And just,
there's no nothing. Picture of them. Mm-hmm.
They're just out there trying mm-hmm. to, I don't know what they're trying to mm-hmm. remain relevant. But if you can't remain relevant if you don't show yourself. So mm-hmm. whatever. The fact of the matter is, when our parents were 54 years old and we were younger, we always thought that to be like
old. Like ancient. Like old. You're a dinosaur now.
Yeah. I mean, my son and I'm 32 years older than my son, Trey. Which is the reason why I called him Trey. Mm-hmm. And I was 32 years old, younger than my father. I remember when I was 21 and my father wasn't going to do anything like that. There's no way he would do that. He wouldn't be able to. Not that he didn't, whatever. But I love the fact that I can.
I think I love the fact that you can too. Listen, I don't get bored. And we're friends. I just want to say, I'm not trying to say anything bad. I'm just saying that, when I watch you guys dance, all three of you, I'm always in awe. Like, they're still doing it,
Yeah.
And we got bad knees. We got issues going on. And the fact that you can still do that and get back up and continue right. dancing, you're doing what you're being paid to do, which is to entertain. And that's exactly what you're doing.
Thank you.
I go through this all the time. People comment on my weight or they'll comment on, oh, you got old. Oh, I didn't know you looked like that. They say the stupidest things. I have to literally tell myself, do not respond. Do right. not answer. And you're tempted to, because who the heck are you to be on, and then you follow my page. If you don't like me, don't follow me.
Just swipe. Keep going.
Yeah, that's it. You don't have to say anything. So what I want to say to you is that, number one, you have to do you.
Yes.
You do things the way you want, how you want, And as long as you're enjoying yourself and you're having a good time and you're entertaining people, you keep on doing it. Number two, what people say about you negatively says more about them than it does you. How you respond to it defines your character.
Right.
And guess what? There's this really great button called block. Oh, block. My God. I found it the other day. I was like, I can block people?
You know,
you want, like, for example, like sometimes I post stuff. I posted something on social media once and it said something about when something bad happens, it's God's way. Like, don't question when someone walks away from you.
Right. It's God's way of closing the door.
It's God's way of closing the door because he's protecting you from something you don't know. I thought, exactly. Oh my God, that's so deep, right? So then I put a little thing there, a little blurb there about, I always put a caption and I put a blurb. And the blurb was like, you know, sometimes we don't know. Sometimes when something doesn't work out, it's God protecting us from something worse. So don't question when something doesn't work out. Just let it go. So
right.
People are commenting. I love to watch conversation. I love to see people going back and forth. I even don't mind if people debate. But what happened was they turned it into a conversation about God. And
right.
Granted, God is mentioned in the post, but that's not what I was trying to say. I was just trying to say, when something doesn't work out in life, don't question it because you never know. It could be actually better for you. And
yes.
People got into a big argument about whether God exists or not. I'm talking like 300 comments back and forth, back and forth.
Oh my God.
So at first I thought, okay, there's a provocative conversation happening, right? I mean, that's what social media is about. So people can connect and discuss things and ideas. And I have no problem with it. But then when people start cursing each other out,
that's when it goes very negative.
So I politely say, please refrain from cursing at one another, debate all you want, but don't disrespect. And I finally just took it down. And I didn't want to take it down because it was a good conversation in general. The whole thing started because one gentleman was an atheist and he said, you guys are crazy. So listen, you can be an atheist on my page. I'm good with it. It's fine. Even though I have faith, I don't expect everybody to believe what I believe. That would be silly.
Right.
But I don't disrespect him because he disagrees with me. But it just got so bad.
Well, let me just tell you.
Tell me.
The next post that I got. So I was too old. And then the next one was, well, you've been doing those steps, that choreography forever. Why don't you guys change it already? And here's another thing. I didn't respond to that one. But here's another thing. Like, I would like to have said this. I'll say this on your show here so that everyone understands what I'm talking about. When you look at any iconic group, they all have signature steps. Mm-hmm. The Jacksons, New Kids on the Block.
The Tramps.
The Tramps,
TKA.
You know, TKA, you know.
It's true. I have my signature step. I have my Puerto Rican Wonder Woman. I do it at every show.
You New Edition. I mean, so imagine all those groups took out the signature steps that they did for that song back then. Let me just change it.
I got an idea. I want everybody to think about NSYNC, Bye Bye Bye.
There you go.
Think about that choreography.
Think
and
about
imagine that 10 years from
else.
Now, you see him do it differently. No.
That's horrible. Look at New Kids on the Block, the right stuff. I mean, you cannot change that.
MC Hammer's Hammer Time.
Oh, yes.
These are all signature steps, mm-hmm. and this is what people need to understand. Mm-hmm. You've been doing the choreography forever. That's exactly right. That's a signature step, and that's going to stay there forever. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's just... I don't want to use the word so negatively, but the ignorance baffles me a little bit.
Well, you'll also have to remember, too, that people are on the outside looking in and that they do have the right to their opinion.
That's
and at
right.
the same time, like when you say ignorant, I know you don't mean that they're stupid. You're saying
right.
that they don't know.
That's it. Exactly.
That they just don't know the inside. And, you know, unless you're like in the inner circle, you really don't know. Like, no one really knows what goes on backstage. Everyone has all these ideas. Some people they don't even know some of the drama and stress that we go through before we go on stage. And we go up there with a smile every time. But before that, you might have been crying because something bad happened or, you know, they have no idea.
This is all about the fans. At the end of the day, it's all about the fans.
I'm going to ask you a hard question. Okay. And I need you to be vulnerable only because there's someone out there listening who's going through something like this and they don't know how to handle it. When you saw that comment, were you in any way hurt? Did it kind of mess with your head, like you were thinking about it? Because I know for me, sometimes when I get a negative comment like that, I'll think about it for like 3 hours.
Oh, you will? Okay.
Yeah, you know, I try to push, like I get up and I walk away from the computer. I say, I'm not looking at this. I'm going to do this. And then it'll just, their voice that I can't even hear echoes in my head of what I just read. And I have to talk to myself. I have to talk myself through it. And then I ask myself, why am I so sensitive about that comment? Did they hit a nerve? Did they trigger something that's not okay with me that I have to work on? Like, you know, am I making sense?
Well, absolutely.
And I don't want you to say it so people can pick on you. I just want
because
someone out there doesn't know how to handle it. They're really hurt.
I'll tell you exactly how I reacted to it. As soon as I saw it, I said to myself, "Listen, First of all, I'm very comfortable with my age. I'm very comfortable in saying that, yeah, I can still do the step. But what the fans don't know, I'll say it here, is that for the next 2 days, my back is hurting, my knees are hurting. You know, listen, this is what happened when I was 25. We pick it up the next day and mm-hmm. no big deal. Mm-hmm. Now I get up stiff. I'm hurting a little. Okay, so there's recovery time now.
Right, and you're sacrificing that for that moment, so people can see that moment.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and you know what? I'll keep doing it until I can anymore.
Right.
For me, it's all about the fans. If they enjoy what we're doing, I'm going to keep doing it because it's about the fans.
Well, I enjoy it, so don't stop. I think it's cool. No, because I think to myself, I can't do that. On my best day, I can't do that. On my birthday, I can't do that, you know?
One of the cool things we should say about him is he also choreographs a lot of those things we see. Like,
and you do a lot of the choreography, right? You and Los?
Yes, I do the choreography. Mm-hmm. Ever since we've gotten dancers recently, you have Matt Rivera that he mm-hmm. does it as well. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, he'll do their thing.
Right.
But for the most part, what you see in TK, K7, mm-hmm. the Swing Kids, all that, I did that.
Is it possible that this person that commented is older? Is it possible that that person can't do it? And
maybe
perhaps is a little jealous or.
I would have to say yes. If I were a betting man, mm-hmm. I would say yes, he can't do it.
Maybe the envious in a good way.
Or maybe younger and upset to see you do it.
I can't do it. You know? Younger can't do it.
I think too, you know, I think the way you stay young. And the way you stay vital and with vitality is by enjoying life and loving the way you are now. And
yes.
without it, you will age. To me, aging is when you stop moving. Aging is when you stop trying. You know, people come up to me sometimes and they say, you know, for your age, you know, I can't believe you can still hit those notes. I can't believe, you know. And they'll say, you know, they'll give compliments or whatever. And they say, what's your secret? And I say, it's not a secret. I do what I love.
I love what I do. That's exactly correct.
If I didn't love this job, I'd probably be looking a lot older. But I love what I do, and it makes people happy, and it brings me joy. So, you know, do we all look older? Yeah, of course. When people say, oh, God, she aged. I'm like, well, what do you think is going to happen?
But, of course.
You know, at least I think we're aging well.
Absolutely. My kids keep me grounded more than anyone on earth.
They tell you the truth.
they tell me the absolute truth. They do not play around. So for them to come, you know, roast me and, oh, Dad, you're still going on the ground. But there are times that they keep it honest and they're like, Dad, you know what? You know, to tell you the absolute truth, you know, you do very well. I mean, I see dads all the time and I'm like, my God, my dad could, there's no way. My dad is older than your dad and he does way more. I mean, mm-hmm. so I think they're proud of me, but they can't really say that.
Well, because they're younger and, you know, you're supposed to be old and, you know, but
yeah.
I think our job is to show people the best and highest version of ourselves.
Absolutely.
And as long as we do that, we're doing the right thing. And if people have something negative to say, that's their right. But I don't think you should let it affect you. And I think it's good that you posted it in a way because it opened up a conversation that maybe other people don't realize. However, what it does sometimes is it feeds some gasoline and pours more gasoline on the fire.
Which I didn't want to do. Mm-hmm. I don't want to feed anyone from a negative comment.
Right.
That's not me. I don't like doing that. I just delete it, move it, block it, and keep it moving. But this one time, for some reason, it's happened so much. I said, I'm just going to put it out once. Like, listen, this is why I do it, in case anybody's questioning why. So, but what I love about our fans, Judy and Freestyle, is that
they'll defend the heck out of you. They
jumped yes. all over. And I even felt bad about that. Mm-hmm. I felt proud, but I felt bad because it's almost like, wow, now they have to take the time and tell this person, you know, mind your business. And Trey's, look, he can do whatever he wants. He looks good. Wow. And it's like, I don't want it to go there. I just want it to stay positive. Freestyle has been in our lives for so long. These Freestyle fans are the best. And they come out week in and week out.
They come out, they stand online, they argue with people, they use their hard-earned money.
Do they need a troll saying something about one of their favorite artists? I mean, no. I mean, I just usually just remove it, which I'm going to do from now on.
But also, too, it's like, I mean, see, sometimes I'll keep the negative comments up there just so people know that I'm not pretending that everything is perfect, that I'm not pretending that everyone is perfect. Sometimes I leave it up there so I can show sometimes my clients. Because my clients sometimes will get picked on, or I'll talk to a kid who gets bullied, and I tell them I get bullied too, and they don't believe it. So sometimes I leave the comment up there and say, look, on this day, look, you see what this person wrote? They're like,
oh my God,
how did they do? Why would they do that? Yes, I don't know. Why would they do that?
Yeah.
I said,
yeah,
but did you see that? You know, I had one quote unquote fan picking on me about the life coaching. You know, why don't you stick to singing? Who the hell are you that you think you're life coach? I was trained for it. I'm a certified master life coach. I paid classes to study this, and I have clients, and they're actually succeeding. So I think I'm doing a pretty darn good job, but thanks for asking, you know. But this woman went on every single post, anything that I hashtag Judy Torres life coach, and she just went at it.
Really?
And so finally, I sent her a private message, and I said, what's the beef? Are you a life coach? If you are a certified master life coach, where did you get your credentials? Let's talk about it. Why do you think I'm not a good life coach? What is it that I'm posting that you think is incorrect? Please, by all means, give me feedback, because I'd like to improve. But if you have nothing to say, then stop saying it.
Right.
And finally, I was just like, delete, block. That's it.
Yeah.
And when I went to the page, there was nothing there. There was no picture. There was no information at all. So it's just someone who's intentionally trying to hurt you. And you have to ask, why would someone do that? Because they hate themselves so much. It makes them feel better to make someone else feel bad.
I'm afraid so.
You know?
When I think about people like that, I think about them being in some sort of cave alone, like just looking to say things. And it's like, that's sad. That's sad to me.
But what you have to remember going forward is that what you pay attention to grows.
Oh, absolutely. I know that.
That's a law of attraction thing. Whatever you pay attention to grows.
Absolutely. I've got two more posts after that, and I immediately deleted it. Yeah.
And it's going to happen. I mean, I get it all the time. Sometimes, no matter what you try to do, no matter how good you try to be, and, you know, I just want to let people know out there, you know, Trey's page on Instagram, he does a lot of physical fitness stuff. He's trying to really inspire people to keep moving their body despite whatever ailments, whatever age they are, just to keep on moving. And you could be using your page to do other things, and at least you're doing something positive. So I think that when people see that you're doing something positive, there's always going to be someone out there saying something against you. So take it as a sign that you're doing well.
Absolutely. And like I said, I quoted Diddy. Diddy said this a long time ago when he was in that show, Making the Band. Mm-hmm. He said that to one of the groups that they were forming. He said, listen, if you don't have haters out there, that means you're not doing it right. Mm-hmm. Once you have these haters, that means you're a threat. So I don't see myself as a threat like that. But listen, I'm out here trying to inspire people. I try to entertain. And like you said, with the fitness thing, listen, I'm 54. I'm not going to do what I used to do when I was 25 or whatever. But I mean, let's just keep moving together.
Well, for people who are not in their 50s yet, what's going to happen? is when you get into your late 40s, all of a sudden you start questioning things. And I don't know if you remember when I was getting close to turning 50, I talked to Trey one day. We had a show. I think we were in Chicago or Florida. We were somewhere and we were all having lunch. And I asked you, how does it feel to turn 50? And we you joked around about how the first few seconds when you first get out of bed, you're kind of slow. Like it takes a few steps before everything starts to loosen up.
That hasn't stopped.
You know,
I
want people to know, people who are under 50, that, you know, all of a sudden one day you get up and you get out of bed and you're like, when you go to stand up, you don't get up as fast. You're like,
it's happening now. I'm 35.
And you're like, ooh,
oh, 35.
So you have to, you realize really quickly. I'll just throw that out there as an example. My knee sometimes will be stiff, right? My right knee, because I had surgery in the right knee. I had a torn meniscus that I had repaired, but it hasn't been the same since. So I notice sometimes I want to stop moving because it bothers my knee. But I notice that when I sit down and I'm not doing nothing because I think my knee needs rest and I get up,
it gets worse.
It gets worse. So I go walking now. Sometimes I walk up to 5.5 miles and I come home and I'm like, I'm good, you know? Does it bother me a little bit? Yes, but nowhere near than when I was sitting doing nothing.
That's exactly right.
What people are going to find is that you have to keep on moving. So what you're doing, Trey, is you're moving. You're moving on stage. Yes. You're moving on your social media. You're inspiring people. So just keep on doing it.
Well, I appreciate that. And I get that a lot, which is great. I mean, I didn't think it would do that for so many people, but I've gotten so many responses that, you know, there are people that haven't worked out in years. And they're like, you know, because of you, because of what I see, now I started working out again. And they show me what they bought, the resistance band, everything that I have in here, they buy it. And I'm like, wow, that's awesome. Listen, I encourage all of that, you know?
And where does this belief come? Who said it? Who started it? That all of a sudden, you know, you have this phrase, you're too old for that. Where did that come from?
I don't know.
Who the heck started that? It had to be somebody who couldn't do it anymore, who felt bad about it, so who said, why, you're too old for that? So that they didn't have to try anymore. You know, I caught myself once at a store trying to buy a dress, right? I think it was like a leather, like mini skirt or something, right? I don't wear, you'll notice, I hardly ever have a dress on or skirt on stage. That's my thing. But I wanted to feel pretty and everything. And I put it on, I was like, and then my friends were like, oh my God, that looks so good. You got to get it. And I was scared because I thought to myself, they're going to say I'm too old for it.
Oh, wow.
Well, what the heck does that mean?
So
I said to myself, self, all right, so maybe you got to put some Spanx on, but you could wear that leather skirt. You could slay it. So it really is about, and you know, because sometimes you see older people and the stuff that they wear and they pull it off. Yes, sometimes they pull it off because they have a great figure still. That's true. But a lot of times, you know why they pull it off? Because they have the confidence.
Confidence.
They walk around like they own it. Like, you better not even tell them what they can and cannot do. And that alone is admirable. So I think if you want to wear it, you wear it. If you want to do it, you do it. You want to dance it, you dance it. That's the only way to stay happy, is to be true to yourself and true to what you want.
And Judy, you know, in the past year, I've lost some of my family members.
Yes, and I'm sorry for that.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So that also inspired me to just kind of not care. And I don't mean to say that in a negative way. Not care about the small stuff. Right. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like the, oh, you're too old. No, I'm not. You know, no, I'm not. I'm just going to live. I'm going to be happy. If I want to work out, I'm going to work out. If I can go on the floor on our show, that's what I'm going to do. That's it.
You know what you need to do? You need to say, for any of you haters out there, watch this.
I did do that on the show that you were there.
Did you?
Outside, the barbecue.
Oh, the barbecue.
Yeah, the barbecue. I got a little raunchy, but just a little bit.
Listen, keep being who you are.
Of course.
And the people, we also attract to us people who are like-minded. So you don't want that negativity around you anyway. So
no,
just keep doing your thing. And you got my support. The next time you do that, I'm just going to, like, I don't know, I'm going to take the mic. I'm going to say something. I'm going to figure it out. But I'm going to back you up. We're going to make it happen.
I wanted you to come on stage.
So let me ask you this question, Wilson. Let me leave you with this last question. Based on everything that we said today, if there is a gentleman or a young lady out there who's receiving this type of harassment or this type of negativity on their social media, what advice would you like to leave them with? Knowing what you know now, knowing everything you've experienced and you've had time to think about it, right? Because when you look back, you go, okay, this is what I'm going to do.
Right. Well, what I would say to people like that are getting bullied on social media is, first of all, don't overthink what this person is saying. Obviously, they are either jealous or can't do what you're doing, envious. The best and easiest way to get through that is to block them and to delete the comment. That's the best way. Now, if you happen to think about it for a little bit, think about what you're doing that this person has to say something negatively about it. So that means you're doing something right. I mean, you can almost be proud of yourself. It's almost flattering. You know, it's this person's like, oh, you shouldn't be doing that. Oh, look at, well, maybe they can't, but you have one life to live. And believe me, after all the losses that I've had, live the life that you want to live. Just live it. Live it happy. And if you want to do things, just do it. Why do people just judge everybody? It's stupid.
And be proud of yourself.
And be proud of what you're doing. That's all. As long as you're not hurting anybody, I'm not, you know, if you're hurting people with what you're doing, that's different. If you're literally hurting people, you're not hurting anybody if you're doing you. And if they don't like it, keep swiping or don't follow me or, you know, it's all good. You don't have to follow me. Like you said, Judy, don't ever focus on this person. Mm-hmm. Don't ever give it too much attention because it does grow. It does.
And sometimes I feel bad for people that do that, believe it or not. I mean, at first I'm hurt and offended and all that stuff. And then I think about it, I'm like, wow, how
think about it.
Lonely or sad must this person be, right? Because there's a saying out there that hurt people hurt people.
Absolutely.
And so I tell this to my clients a lot of time that there are some people out there who want attention so badly. Yes. So when they put something negative out there and people react, suddenly they're getting attention. Kill them with kindness and that's it. And be done with it.
I would like to think that yourself, all of us artists in the freestyle genre, that we bring a lot of joy to a lot of people. You know,
we sure try.
We sure try. You know, and like you said, they don't. Most people don't know the backstories of what we have to do to get on stage and the pains and the knees. And they don't know those stories. But you know what? I it's okay. You don't need to know how much we suffer or what we do, the sacrifices we make to get on a stage and entertain you. You don't need to know that.
Because you know why? Because freestyle has to keep its magic.
Right.
And when we're up there, all we need to do is entertain so that that's they can forget about their problems. And while we're entertaining, we forget about ours. Absolutely. That's why we love freestyle so much. It brings us joy.
Absolutely. When I'm on that stage, I have zero pain. Zero.
It's very true. It's true. I'm on stage. Sometimes I don't feel nothing. I get upstairs. Oh, my God. What was the San Antonio show? I was dancing. I was moving around. I get off stage and I was limping immediately. Like, oh, my God, my knee.
It's so weird, right?
It's so because you have so much adrenaline pumping through your system. Yeah. You feel nothing. You got serotonin. All those good, happy hormones are flooding through your body. You don't feel a thing.
You see the fans, you feed off of that. And it's awesome.
Yeah. It's a great life.
We get just as much from them as they get from us, you know?
So I'm going to say
the same joy.
I'm going to say this with all the Bronx in me. Yo, keep doing you. Got your back. All right.
Thank you. Thank you, Queen.
Once again, we want to thank
Judy. Judy got my back, man.
I got your back, yo. You know anytime you need street backup, crack. You call me.
Street cred.
I got the Vaseline. I take off the earrings and we're down. That's it. Well, thank you so much, Trey, for being with us tonight. I appreciate it. You just keep on doing you. I got your back. I'm going to be watching. And the next person that does it, they're going to have to answer to me. What?
I'm a screenshot and send it to you. You take care of it.
All right. Love you.
Thank you. Love you too. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Simply put, if you don't got nothing nice to say, just don't say it at all. And stay off social media. My God. Judy, you know, we're going to shift gears. Thank you, of course, Trey Dews of TKA. And you could follow them on social media and see all their upcoming performances. And if you're not a TKA fan, you should jump on the TKA bandwagon. Join the True Crew Army because they're phenomenal. But Judy, we have a little bit of an issue this week with Poochie.
Now what?
Well, unfortunately, Poochie was out this week partying and she did her part. She went to get tested and she's in quarantine.
Oh my God. What?
I think she told us that she shared a drink with somebody in the nightclub that she was out last weekend.
You don't want to do that.
And that person came up positive.
There's only lessons learned.
Yeah. And I, you know, I know that she's doing her part right now. Hopefully she's behaving. I hope she's masked up. And I hope that this taught her something. But, you know, she's managed to get us into a pickle. She called me up and she would not tell me if this friend was a male or a female. And I suspect she was probably out on the prowl.
Well, Poochie, once again, you are so incredibly
draining.
Ay, Dios mío. Anyway, okay. Well, so I've got the perfect song for you.
Yes. I think it's time we shift into a song. Poochie, you are missed. You'll hopefully be back with us for the next edition. But Judy, I see the song queued up, and I tell you what, it's been the elephant in the room for the entire show. I'm getting up right now. You hear me moving? Okay. I'm going to do the dance move right now with it. You know, let's hope I can get up at 35 years old after I do it.
I don't know.
Here we go.
She was fine. The girl was from the project. She had long brown hair.
Again, we want to thank Trey from TKA for joining us today, the legendary Trey Deuce.
Thank you so much for helping us with this topic. Thank you for tuning in.
Judy Torres, final thoughts?
One final note. The biggest human need is, do you see me? Do you hear me? And does what I do and say matter? So when they don't feel validated, they want attention. They can't get the positive attention. So any attention is better than no attention. You know, sometimes you know what I do? I say, God bless you. Thank you for your comment. God bless you.
Such wise words from the Puerto Rican Wonder Woman herself.
And on that note, remember, there's no reason to cry. Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
Mwah. Be sure to keep up with Judy Torres on social media at Judy Torres Music, like the official Judy Torres Facebook page, or visit www.judytorreslifecoach.com. Judy Torres is available for group and one-on-one life coaching, as well as public motivational speaking appearances. If you wish to request these services or have a potential topic for a future episode of Beautiful Life with Judy Torres, please feel free to write judytorreslifecoach@gmail.com. Beautiful Life is produced, protected, and published through Judy Torres Enterprises, LLC. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening.
I told you there was no reason to cry.